Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into the house of the Lord. Good to see everyone. Amen. It says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart what? Keep my commands. Let your heart what? Your heart, your the depth of who you are, your core. Let your core, not actions to please people, but your core. You with me? You track it? Your core, the core of who you are. That's the heart of man, the deepest part of you. But let your heart keep my commands. Let your heart what? Keep my commands. Hallelujah. For length of days. Oh, glory be to God. What's going to happen? I said, what's going to happen? Come on. Come on. Long life. My God. Long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy. Hallelujah. The Bible said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain mercy. If you want mercy, what do you have to do?
Give mercy.
Give mercy. The Bible said, what you sow, you shall. Hello, what you sow. Hello.
What you sow, you shall reap.
Everybody.
What you sow, you shall reap.
So if you want love, you got to sow what?
Love.
If you want joy, you got to sow what?
Joy.
If you want money, you got to sow what?
Money.
True.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
If you want smiles, you got to sow what?
Smiles.
Don't go and expect everybody to smile with you. Because they're going to think you don't like smiles. So they're not going to waste their smile on you. Amen? But, oh, hallelujah. So let not mercy and truth forsake you. What to do with them?
Bind them.
Bind them. So even when people put pressure on you, you got to be merciful. Bind them around your neck. Meaning you're going to see them all the time. You're going to feel it all the time. You know you have a nice necklace? You know, last night I dreamed somebody want to rob me of my necklace. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. I rebuke that. My God. Hallelujah. Listen, when you get dreams, you bind the part that's not good and you take what's good.
Yes.
All right? You take what's good. I saw Brother B with a lot of jewelry around his neck last night. I pray that that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Write them on the what? Tablets of your heart. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Oh my God. And look, God ministered to him today for us. You see that? You see how the thing works? God shows you things for a reason. But he showed me him with jewelry. He didn't show me him with pain. But when I say who have pain, he put up his hand. He came first. And not only he got this healing, he got a dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. He got grace is what God is releasing unto him. Hallelujah. Listen, when you come to church, come with expectation. Are you listening? And do you agree? When you come to the house of God, come expecting. Come with your expectation. Open your buckets wide. Right, take the lid off. You know you have a paint can. You can't access the paint until you open the lid. Sometimes we come to church. But when you come to church, take off the lid that you can meet with God. You can have encounters with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, what's going to happen now?
So shalt thou find favor.
I would have screamed that scripture if I was you guys. Oh, it wasn't there. See, when you have your Bible, you're first. Write them on the tablet of your heart, the tree. What's going to happen in four? So find favor. What you going to find?
Favor.
Who like favor? If I could have put up all four, they would have been up. Let me give this one an up too. Yeah. But yeah, so shall we find what?
Favor.
Let me tell you what favor looks like. Remember Joseph, he went to Egypt. They threw him in a pit. to Potiphar's house. It looked like he was doing good. Then he got an accusation. Back in the dungeon. In those days, prisons weren't pretty. Today we have pretty prisons. Back then it was a dungeon you were in. Musty, wet, and gross. But he was back in the dungeon. But what was on his life? Favor. What was on his life?
Favor.
And God took him out of the dungeon. And he was second in command in Potiphar's house. God took him to a higher house. God took him to the state house. And made him second in command. That is favor. Do you want some of that to locate you? I said, don't you want some of that to locate you? Write the word in your heart. Keep the commands of God in your heart. Write them. Don't let them depart. And it says what you're going to find. Oh no, you guys lost it. You're going to find favor and high esteem or honor. You're going to find what? Honor. You're going to find favor and you're going to find honor. You know, some people got favor in their life, but they have no honor. But I want to tell you, God wants to give you both today. Somebody say, I'm taking both. I'm taking favor where the impossible would happen in my life because I didn't work for it. But because God has favored you or marked you for success, but with that will come honor as well. Because what happened to my man Joseph? They start carrying him on his shoulder. There was four men that carried Joseph everywhere he went on his shoulder. And then he put him to ride in his chariot. You never seen those movies where they bring the royal guys on their shoulders? Yeah, they were carrying him around and he was riding in the royal chariot. He had favor, but he didn't stop there. God wants to give you honor this morning. I said, God wants to give you honor this morning. I said, God wants to give you honor. But it begins with something. It begins with an obedient heart. It begins with an obedient heart. Tell somebody, this year, there will be more obedience. Say, this year. More obedience. Say, this year. More obedience. Say, devil, loose my obedience. I refuse to be disobedient. Say, devil, I stamp on you. I stamp on your deception. I stamp on your works. Maraka sandaraba. Give God praise. Hallelujah. This year there will be what? More obedience. So that I will achieve my favor and my honor. I don't only want favor. I want favor and honor. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Good. Hallelujah. This is a long sermon. I'm going to preach half this week. And if God gives grace, next week I'll preach the other half. Because if I preach this whole thing, we're going to be here till 2:30. I don't want to do that to all you wonderful people. There'll come a day when we'll maybe, but not today. Somebody's like, amen, not today, Lord. Amen. But yes, if we're going to attain favor and honor, we have to what? Obey the word of the Lord. I'm going to read the rest of the scripture and then I'll back up. And it says, in the sight of God and man. Not only with God. You know, God wants to look at you with honor. When you accept Jesus, that's the first step. The moment you receive Christ into your life, you're no longer ashamed. The shame and the reproach is removed. It's what? It is blotted out by the blood. God looks at you now, what he calls you? Royal priesthood. Hello? What he calls you? Isn't somebody who's royal honored? Hello? Think, you got to see yourself how God sees you. And as we speak, the Holy Spirit is giving us revelation. God sees you. Come on, guys. Stick with the board. God sees you in an honorable light. God doesn't see you as poor and polite. He sees you as honorable. He sees you as honor. He calls you what? Royal. Royalty. Royalty. See yourself with a crown on your head. You don't have the crown of the King of Kings, but you're a king and a king before God. You're king before God. I got to say queen too. Oh, I don't have to say queen because king represents both gender. You, when God looks at you, he says, this is my honorable child. I find delight in this child. I love this child. This child carries the weight of my glory. This child carries my anointing. And you know the devil knows that you got glory? The devil knows that you're honorable, and he will try to lie to you and tell you you're nobody. Hello? He will try to tell you and deceive you to make you believe that you're a nobody. But this morning we come to deal with that spirit and tell the devil that he is a liar. In the name of Jesus, I will see myself for who I am. I am honored by God. No, he is the most holy one. He has the highest place of honor, but it doesn't change the fact that the word of God says you'll find high esteem in God and with man. People are going to start changing their perspective of you. People are going to start to treat you different. And people say things like, there is something different about you. There is something unique about you. There is something special about you. What it is, and it's the name of Jesus. What it is, who made the difference? Who made the change? It is the name of Jesus. It was your encounter with the living God. It was your encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you got into the honor, the presence of the honorable one, some honor rubbed off on you. I said, when you go into the presence of the honorable one, some honor rubs off on you. The more you go into his presence, he said, come boldly. But what do? We shy away. Because the devil has have us feeling inferior. The devil tells you you're not good enough when he calls you. Hello? When he calls you. When the king calls you, nobody can hold you back. I'll say that again. When the king, remember, Mephibosheth was weird, down in Lodabar. But who called him? The king called him. No soldier could have withheld him. No matter how big shield and sword they had, they couldn't stop him. Who called him? The king called him. I want to tell somebody this morning, the king is calling you into his presence. Get into the presence of God. What gets us into the presence of God, one of the things that causes us rather to gain that favor is obedience. Obedience. The word says, Samuel said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice. You can come and worship and Shabbat, but if you don't obey God. If you don't obey God. Hello, the fight is with your obedience. Adam and Eve had everything in the garden. They had everything. They were short of nothing. So you can be rich and disobedient. You can be rich and disobedient. They were lacking nothing. But yet the enemy came and what? Tricked them. He came and the disobedient. He spoke to them. They listened to him. And what arose? Disobedience. You can be an obedient child and all of a sudden switch. Anybody ever experienced that? You had a good child coming up. And all of a sudden this child made a switch. Or maybe in somebody's child that happened to them. They were going good, but all of a sudden there was a switch. And you're like, what happened? What happened? It didn't just happen. You listened to the wrong voices. Followed the wrong crowd. Got involved in things you shouldn't get involved in. And what happened? The switch took place. Same thing. The enemy came to Eve and told her some things. The enemy came and told her some things. And what she did? She gave in What she did? Gave in. What rose? Disobedience. When they were obedient, they had fellowship with God. They had friendship with God. They had the favor of God. They had the blessings of God. You imagine living in a place where you lack nothing? I would like to live there. Yeah, isn't that true?
Yes.
But you know that that covenant is renewed?
Yes.
I said that covenant is renewed. Yes. It said what was lost in the first Adam, the second Adam came and restored it. And God promised to supply all our needs. How? According to his riches. It comes back in Christ. So if any man be in Christ, you become what? A new creature. Meaning the old nature of Adam and Eve is wiped away. The fruit of disobedience is what? Wiped away. So you have a fresh start. Somebody say fresh start. So now it is up to you to obey the word of God that you may then receive the favor that comes with it and the honor that comes with the word. Jesus said, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commands. Are you tracking? If you love me, keep my commandments. The Amplified put it this way. If you really love me. Because we all say that we love God. I love Jesus. But when last did you stop to see? Do you really love Jesus? Do you really love this God we sing about? Do you really desire him? Do you because who you love, you can't have enough of. I said, who you love, you cannot get enough. I can't get enough of my wife because I love her. Hello? I love her. So if you love God, you will not have enough. You'll keep going for more and more. And more. What is it? More and more. So it says, if you really love me, what would happen? You will keep and obey. You will keep and obey my commandment. So if you want to know if you're obeying the Lord, you just look at your life. You just see what you're doing. Just check yourself out. He said, love your enemies. How are you treating your enemies? He says, love your neighbor as yourself. How are you treating your neighbor? How are you treating your brothers? He said, embrace each other with brotherly love. With the purest form of love after the agape is brotherly love. How are we treating each other? That's how you know if you what? Really love him. If you love him, you will obey. You will keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3 said, for this is the love of God. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Now, the beautiful thing about walking with Jesus, there's no pressure. There's only privilege. I'll say that again. Walking with Jesus, because the Bible says here, his commandments do not weigh you down. Hello? His commandments do not suck your life. They do not suck your joy, but they actually add to you. When we obey the word of God and we live according to the word of God, it adds what to us? Life. Didn't we say that earlier? It will add longevity. Long life will be added to you. Just by the simple fact of what? Obeying. The simple act of obeying the word of God. So this is the true love of God in this, that we habitually keep his commandments and remain focused on his precepts. And his commandments and his precepts are not burdensome. They are not difficult to obey. They are not difficult. Burdensome means they are not difficult. Because who empowers us? The Holy Spirit. God has given us a helper. That is the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. In the first covenant, man would be visited by the Holy Spirit. In the new covenant, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So in the new covenant, you are helped. You are assisted. You know you have assisted living when you reach a certain age. Why? Because you need an aid. You can't make it on your own. Can I tell you from now? Start depending on God. A lot of times we wait till we get old to come to church because we can't take it no more. We had our run, we did our thing, and we got beat up on the journey, and here we are to take shade. God, it's sun too hot, and I can't take it anymore. And the seniors say, amen. No, I'm just kidding. But it's true. A lot of times that's how we treat God. But I want you, the young ones, to listen to me, the children to listen to me, the young adults to listen to me. The commands of God bring joy. When you obey the word of God, it adds to your life. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I am come. I have showed up on the scene that you might have life. That you might have real life. That you might have real joy. That you might overflow with the God life. Because before that, you were just existing. And you were crawling through life. Anybody ever saw a soldier crawl on the ground? Yeah? You ever seen when boot camps? Anybody ever saw boot camps? Where they crawl under the barbed wire? Before you got saved, you were crawling under barbed wire. Because the enemy was oppressing you and you are trying to stay alive. But thanks be to God who gives us a victory. So our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh my God, he came and he found you and he said, no, this one is mine. Come up here. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Now the barbed wire that was holding you down, jump over it and run for victory in the name of Jesus. So in 25, this is still January, last week of January, I want you to purpose in your heart, let obedience rise. Let obedience rise. This year, 2025, I'm going to obey God. I'm going to obey his word because his commands don't break me down. They're not burdensome, but they lift me up. Hello, you ever seen someone carrying a burden? You can't run because the burden is pressing you down. You can't enjoy life because the burden is pressing you down. And there are many burdens in life. Demons come to oppress people. Yes. I said demons come to keep you like this. Yes. Demons come to hold you back. Demons come to ride you and suck your joy and suck your peace and isolate you from your family and isolate you from the will of God and isolate you from your purpose and your destiny. But mighty God, one day you encounter the anointing of the Holy Ghost and one word of prayer and one spoken word causes you to rise up. Rise up. So today the enemy is out to oppress people. Some of you, he oppressed you with shame of your past. You walk around, you're saved. But you're in the background because of your past. And you can't seem to rise above it. But today I want to tell you, who the Son set free. Who the Son sets free. I'm not talking about the freedom that you pay for. I'm not talking for freedom from a psychologist. I'm not talking about freedom from a witch doctor. I'm not talking about freedom from your friend and a doctor that you visited and he give you some pills and you have a temporary thing. I'm talking about the name that is above every other name. When Jesus frees you, you are free in Jesus. So now that you're free, why is it hard to obey the Lord? You know, can I tell you one thing? The devil visits again. Yes. The devil visits you now in your victory. Sometimes we only think Satan visits you in your bondage, but he visits you in your freedom. When the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt, they came out of what?
Bondage.
They were like this. But they got to the promised land, and now they're like this. They're in celebration mode. But you know who visited them? Baal visited them. Asherah visited them. Molech visited them. Jesus, the Lord, the prophet said to them, when you go into the land, do not serve their gods. He said, don't even marry their women. Because the women will turn your hearts away from God. I want to tell you, the devil got ways to visit you. When you get free, he could come visit you with money. He give you prosperity and you get bossy. You stop seeing straight. All you're seeing is ching, ching, ching. This message is supposed to actually be called Stamp on Mammon. That's what this is. That's where I'm going with this. Right? But the enemy visits you in your freedom. Don't only think he visits you. Listen, the Bible says that after the devil left Jesus, he waited for an opportune time. If the devil can visit Jesus, who are you and I? If he has the boldness, the tenacity to visit the Lord himself, the King of glory, the one that came to pay for our liberty, who do you think you are? But I want to tell somebody this morning, God has given you some weapons. God has given you some weapons. And it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not sticks. It's not stones. It's not guns. It's not bombs. It's not a fork. It's not a knife. It's not a chopper. It's not a machete. Mighty God. But it's prayer. It is praise. It is worship. It's the word. It is understanding. Understanding. So that when the enemy visits you, you could be like Jesus. Don't tempt the Lord. Don't tempt the Lord your God. So when he show up to you, he said, don't come here and tempt the Lord's anointed. Aren't you anointed? Aren't you anointed? Or you're only anointed when I am anointed. When you're singing. But you have to have the consciousness. You got to walk with consciousness. You got to walk with, when you go to school and they pressure you, you walk with consciousness that you're anointed. When you go on your job and they pressure you, you walk with an understanding who you are, that you are anointed to annihilate the powers of darkness. One spoken word out of your mouth will make demons tremble. And if you feel like you can't do it, just find another one and say, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. This feels like 10,000, hold my hand. Let's come into agreement. Let's agree. If two shall agree as touching, how many things? How many things? How many things? What's going to happen?
Oh, you see what happened there? You see what happened there?
That's right. That's where the enemy beats us. We don't know. We don't have the understanding. We don't submit ourselves to be taught the word of God. If two shall agree as touching anything, what? Say it. Don't act like you know and don't say, say it. What? You guys never cheat in school? Listen, when I took the Spanish regents, I cheated. Because I don't speak Spanish and they were giving out answers. So what I did? I collected. Everybody in the room collect answers. Because no, even the Spanish people fail. I find that amazing. That Spanish people fail Spanish class. It's crazy, but it's true, right? So whenever you're in church and it sounds like somebody got the answer, just join in. It shall be done. The Bible says what? Covet. Covet what? Good things. Right? It's not wrong to learn from someone. The reason you're sitting here is to be taught. Amen? So you got to understand that you've been outfitted to deal with the enemy. So when Satan show up with his lies, you open your mouth. And you say, devil, let me tell you something. I went to church and pastor said, you are under my feet. And I believe that is the word of God. Because the word of God says, you shall trample upon serpents. Hello? You shall trample upon the scorpion. You shall trample upon their kids. And every power is a darkness. Trample upon it. So when the enemy come with depression, say, you stupid depression, out. You're under my feet. Let me take a walk. When you walk in the spirit, you defeat the powers of darkness. I said, when you dance in the spirit, you defeat the powers of darkness. When you praise in the spirit, you defeat the enemy. Then it says, walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Right? Meaning you will not appeal to the flesh. You know one of the works of the flesh is fear?
Yes.
You think fear comes from the Lord? No. It says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. So where does it come from? And who else? The enemy wants to instill fear into you and tell you you will never make it. You said, devil, you are a liar. I am victorious and I will choose to obey what God says about me rather than what you say about me. I am victorious. I am a king. I am a priest. I am the apple of his eyes. And if I'm the apples of his eyes, he's not going to leave me here to suffer. He's going to bless me. Simple as that. But with the understanding, you flow. Somebody say, with understanding, I flow. Say, with understanding, I flow. Come on, say, with understanding, I flow. You see, the church, look at water. When water is coming downhill, what does it do? It flows. No matter what obstacle is in its way, what it does, it flows around it. Don't get stuck. I said, don't get stuck.
Come on, amen.
I said, do not get stuck by your past. Do not get stuck by people that want to mess you up. Do not get stuck by your shame that you once lived in. The Bible says you once walked and lived with the spirit of disobedience. You're not over there no more. So somebody got to start flowing. Somebody said, this week I'm going to flow. Say, this week I'm going to flow. This week I'm going to flow. Oh, I got two people that's going to flow. I pray God make you flow. In the name of Jesus. I want us to do some declaration. In 25. All right, let me. I like that you guys are ready. But in 2025, hold on. This is the year of more and more increase. According to Psalms 114, 15. Put that scripture up. It said the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. Tell somebody, we're not leaving nobody behind. When the jailer got saved, what happened? His entire family came with him. You tracking? When the jailer got saved, when Paul and Silas began to sing, and God caused the earth to quake, and the shackles fell off their feet. When the jailer opened his eyes, he was probably napping. Right? But when he opened his eyes, he was startled. But then what happened? Paul and Silas were still there, sitting. They said, do yourself no harm. We are all here. All. No, nobody ran out. Because the glory was there. I say that again. Nobody ran out of the prison. You would think that if somebody get liberated from prison, they're gone. But the glory of God showed up. And whenever glory shows up in your life, look for the bigger purpose. Look for the bigger purpose. When God bless you, don't just say ting 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 ting. Look for the greater purpose. Say that God has blessed me to be a blessing. God has set me up to be an end time financier for what his purpose, what he wants to do. So the glory showed up and they tell the jailer, don't hurt yourself. We are all here. We are all here. And the Bible said that man got saved, his family got saved, and a church started in his house. Look for the bigger thing. You get a car, don't just say vroom, 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 vroom. No, these days we don't change gears, it's change on its own. This is my car. No, say, God, how can this car bring glory to your name? When we're buying our house, we say, Lord, we get preachers that come through all the time. We want a room to put your servants, because I saw, we know in the word, the lady built a house for the prophet. She put an extension on her house for the prophet, that anytime he passed through, he has a place that he can stop. Amen. And the Bible said that woman was blessed. So Pastor Sherry said, you know what? We want a room for the servants of God to lodge. Whenever they come, they can lodge here. And what happened? God did it. Don't see what you're getting. Oh, this is mine. No! Say, God, how do you get glory out of this? When you look nice, don't worry about being a hot mom on the street. Say, God, how can you get glory out of my good looks? How can I use these looks to tell somebody about Jesus? You tracking with me? I look nice. How can this nice suit bring glory to Jesus? How? Find a way. I went to the pharmacy myself and Annabelle on Friday. And there was a lady over there. I could see her in pain. And I wanted to ask her, but the Spirit of God talked to me first. He said, the man will say no. He told me ahead of time. He said, the man will say no, but the woman will say yes. So I go like, ma'am, I see you in so much pain. Can I pray with you? The man says, we're okay. But the lady said, she got to say yeah, but he said, we're okay. So you know what I'm doing now? I'm in the line, but I'm warring for her liberty. Remember, I shared with you guys a couple weeks ago where there was a man, I was trying to tell him about the Lord and the church, and he said he don't want to hear. I prayed and prayed because he was in my van. I said, you're in my van, the anointing got to hit you, and you got to ask me about the church. By the time I'm ready to leave, he said, oh, I'm leaving. He goes, hey, Sam, can you give me one of those cards? Maybe one day I'll check it out. You are intercessors. I said, you're intercessors. So I'm in the line and I'm praying. So I went up to the counter. Stuff wasn't ready. I left. Whilst I'm walking out, somebody busts through another aisle. Sir, can you pray with me?
Hallelujah.
What we did here this morning, with putting names down, you watch the fruit. You watch the fruit. You watch your loved ones get saved this year. You watch God draw them in. You watch God create opportunities for you to speak to them concerning the things of God. When you labor in prayer, what you can do when you get together, and we come together and we put our faith together. What was weak faith becomes strong faith. What was strong faith becomes great faith. Hello? And it becomes steadfast faith, where you continue in faith even when you leave here, believing that God will turn things around.
Amen.
So, I don't remember where I was, but it's okay. I don't know how I got here. All right, don't remind me. It's okay, Lord. Yes, the man got saved. So always see the greater glory. Always see the greater glory. How can God get the glory out of this? In this year, that's it. Stamp on mammon. We're going to deal with this spirit and annihilate it. Declaration time. You ready? In 2025, let's go. I will increase more and more More obedience to God. More love. More joy. More peace. More purity. Let's stand. More anointing. More miracles. More victory. More evangelism. More prosperity. More favor. More honor. More increase. More income. I said more income. More finances. More wealth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep your hand up. Father, we thank you today. We will increase more and more in all these things and even in other things. Somebody say more faith. More faith. More faith. I'm going to believe God this year. I'm going to believe God this year. I'm tired of God working everybody else's life and I don't see it. I'm going to believe him for what he promised. I'm going to believe him for what he promised, because he who promised is faithful. In the name of Jesus, in house and online, I declare this over your life. I decree and declare that you increase this 25 in obedience. Obey the word of God and so shall you prosper. So shall you be established. I decree and declare establishment this year. I say I decree and I declare establishment this year. In Jesus' name. So Father, we thank you. Those that want to go back to school, I pray that you go back to school quickly. In the name of Jesus. Somebody wants to go back to school, I pray God makes you go back to school quickly. In the name of Jesus, receive that right now. Rosanda rabakasia, roshidebe, rushakatalabo satarabakasada, ekatorobo satarabakosanda ramasaya. I annihilate the plans of poverty. Every poverty stricken demon, I bind your works. The people of God shall prosper. On the right and on the left, you said we're going to prosper in the city and we're going to prosper in the field. Sorry, somebody receive that today. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. All that comes with obedience. I said all that comes with obedience. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's read the Bible.